Well, good morning. As you can see this morning, I have a huge smile on my face. It's just great as I came in from the back room this morning to hear the chatter. Normally, we hear Brian giving us a recital on the organ, but it was good this morning to hear you guys talking and chatting together. And this morning, welcome to our family harvest service. A morning and a day when we can celebrate and give thanks for all God has given us. Let's start with just me reading these words that I've put up on the screen. Many of you already have read them. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him. Yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. And this morning, we're here to say thank you to God for his provision. So we're going to stand and we're going to sing our first song this morning. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices. Let's stand and sing this together. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Please take your seats. Just a couple of notices. You will see from our notice sheet that you hopefully have picked up or been emailed. We have a church meeting coming up in a couple of weeks. For those that come to our church meetings, please be praying for that, that God will guide us as we seek to discern God's will for us here as a fellowship. And just to let you know, the ladies yesterday at their coffee morning raised an astounding amount of £90.50. Amazing, isn't it? Well done, ladies. For our charities. O Okay, I thought this morning being a family service, we would have a family quiz. How does that sound? Now, being a family service, of course, you wouldn't expect this to be any ordinary quiz, would you? No, there's everybody full of trepidation now. So I'm going to ask for two willing volunteers to be team captains for the two teams, the Wheatos and the Barleyos, are our two teams this morning. So can I have two youngish volunteers? You'll need to be fairly young for this, to actually be our team captains. Hands in the air, who would like to be a team captain? Don't be shy. Niamh, yeah, come on then, Niamh. You can be a team captain for this team. I'd like a team captain youngish from this side, maybe, to come and be team captain from over here. Anybody fancy being team captain? Yes, yes, yes. Come. Brilliant. Okay. It's nice and easy. Right, Niamh, you stand this side. This is your team. Don't they all look wonderful? Come over this side. This is your team. Now, which do you think looks the most intelligent? This side or this side? Niamh, do your side look the most intelligent?
Yes.
Do your side look the most intelligent? Yes, that's the right answer. Okay, so what we're going to do, we are going to have 10 questions, harvest questions, and we're all going to play, okay? So what you're going to do, if you think the answer to the question is yes, you put your hands on your shoulders, okay? If you think the answer is no, you put your hands on your knees. Okay, and team captains, you have to do a quick count and see which you think is the right answer, and you guys will either put your hands on your shoulders if you think it's yes, or your hands on your knees if you think it's no, depending on what your entire team think. Does that sound good? And your answers will be final. So if you think your team have got it wrong, and you go with the other answer, then we take what you say, okay? All right, so are we ready, teams? Right, Wheatos over here. Barleyos over here. Right, so we're all going to play at the same time, and I'm going to tie up the scores, and we're going to see which team gets the most points at the end. So 10 questions, here we go. The first question. Is Harvest Festival named after a time when crops have been harvested? If you think the answer to that is right, yes, put your hands on your shoulders. If you think the answer is no, put your hands on your knees. Okay, so Niamh's counting. Okay, so where are we going? Okay, so team captains, where are we going? What do you think? I think most of them have got their hands probably on their shoulders, haven't they? So team captains, what do you reckon? Shoulders or knees? Shoulders. The answer is yes. Okay, well done, teams. Brilliant. So you see how this is going to work, yeah? So that's 1 point for each team. I like it. Excellent. Right, question number two coming up here. Is Harvest Festival a celebration of the food grown on the land? If you think it's yes, on here. If you think it's no, hands on your knees. What do you think? Oh, we're looking. Oh, there's the majority going again here. Looks like majority gone shoulders again, doesn't it, by the looks of things? Okay, team captains, where are we going? Yes or no? Yes or no? Hands, head, shoulders, knees and toes. Shoulders. You both think the answer's yes. And the answer is yes. Very good. Brilliant. Okay. So it's neck and neck, 2 points each. How exciting. Okay, here we go. Third question. Ooh. During the 1800s, did farmers celebrate the end of the harvest by eating a harvest supper of roast chicken? Oh, there's lots of knee slapping going on here. Oh, we got. Oh, okay. So you've gone knee. You've gone knees. Have you? Have you gone knees too? Okay. So you all. So you captains think the answer is no, based on what your teams have said. The answer actually is no. It was roast goose that they ate. Did anybody actually know that? No. Okay. All right. Well, we're all learning something new this morning, aren't we? Okay. See, they're not always as simple as you think. Roast goose was the answer to that one. Right. Number four. Did the first harvest festival in church happen in the year 1743? So was the first harvest festival in a church in 1743? If you think yes, shoulders. If you think no, knees. We're retired ministers have got hands on knees. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. 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 So there's a caveat there, of course. Right, so captains, you've gone yes. Captains, you've gone yes. Okay, so you both think yes. The answer actually is no. It was 1840. Did anybody actually know the answer to that one? Yes? No? Got an inkling? Oh, good. Well done. Okay, so no points for either team that time. So it's still neck and neck with two each. Here we go. Hundreds of years ago, when the last farm worker brought in the last sheaf of corn, was that worker called the king of the harvest? What do you think? Yes or no? King of the harvest, last sheaf of corn. What do we think? Ooh. Oh, something yes, something. This is going to be interesting. Something yes, something no. Oh. Okay, so, this is, okay, what do we think? You think yes, do you? Niamh, where are you going on this one? You think yes as well, do you? Okay, the actual answer is no. They were called the Lord of the Harvest, not King of the Harvest. Oh. Okay, so we're halfway, and it's still neck and neck, 2 points in it each. Okay, here we go. Number six, in Alaska, is the harvest celebrated at the end of the cod fishing season? In Alaska. We're going to go around the world a bit now. In Alaska, cod fishing season, what do you think? Yes or no? Oh, yes. Are you having a good look, Niamh? What do your team think? Are we all teams? Are we still playing? And we think yes? Where are we going? What do you think? You think no, do you? Okay, is that where your team have gone? Okay. Niamh, where have you gone? We've got opposites of opinion here. Niamh's team think yes. This team think no. Right, the answer is no. It was salmon fishing. Very good, this team. Still all to play for, this team, so don't worry. Okay. Whoa, it was fish, but you've got to get the right fish. Okay, so here we go. Okay, so in Barbados, is the harvest festival called Crop Over? Harvest festival in Barbados, is it called Crop Over? Yes or no? Yes. Yes or no? Yes or no? It's getting more and more difficult to tell if people have got their hands on their knees, isn't it? Or if the hands are hit, yes, I know. Okay, so where are we going? Team captains, what do we think? We think yes. This team over here, Niamh, where are we going? You think yes, do you? The answer is yes. Very good. Okay, in France, a bit closer to home, do harvest festivals celebrate the vegetable harvest? Okay, in France, do harvest festivals celebrate the vegetable harvest? Vive la France. La vegetables, or whatever it is in French, I haven't got a clue. Yes or no? Yes or no? Okay. Ooh. What do you think, Niamh, and your team? Ooh, some have got hands on knees, some have got all. Oh. Isabel's there going. What do we think? Okay. You're going yes, Niamh? Vegetable harvest?
Okay, no.
Decide, where are we going?
No.
You're going no, are you? Have we got no this time? Okay. The answer is no. It was the grape harvest. Very good. Okay, here we go. Question number 9 coming up. In some parts of Africa, is the harvest festival called the Festival of Tomatoes? Or tomatoes, however you pronounce it. Some parts of Africa, is it called the Festival of Tomatoes? Yes or no? Okay. What do you think, this team? Yes or no? Where are you going, Neve? You're going no. What do the team think over here? Some think yes. Some are going, that's a no, is it, David? Very good. Okay, brilliant. Okay, here we go. The answer is no. Festival of Yams. Very good, teams. Okay, so our final question. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Do harvest festivals in churches give Christians a chance to thank God for the food we eat? You're not supposed to say the answer. You're just supposed to... I think everybody's gone with this. And, of course, the answer is yes. Brilliant. Okay, so, very good. Final scores. The Barleos, you got 6. Weetos, you just beat them, you got 7. Fantastic. Okay, you may sit down. Thank you very much. That's wonderful. Have a seat. Okay, we're going to come back to that question just in a minute or two. But before that, we're going to sing a song. We can remain seated to sing this. Some of you youngsters may well know this because you might have done it in school. Okay, for many of us, this is going to be a new song. It's a really catchy tune. Join in when you've picked it up. Let's sing this together. It's all about harvest. To give God thanks for all the good things he's given us. And you know, we have so much to be thankful for, don't we? Mm.
This cereal is delicious. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, folks. The 8:15 has been delayed. The 8:15 has been cancelled. Replaced bus services are available.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Come on, give me five.
So much, actually, if you think about it, as we go through our daily lives to give God thanks for. We're going to come to our time of prayer now, and I'm going to invite four people to come and join me that have got a little slip of paper. Come on, guys, you know where you are. If you've got your little slip of paper, bring it up. Yes, you can join me. Just join in. Right. So you should need to stand in order. You should have 1, 2, 3, and 4. Where are we looking? Come and stand along here. You'll be fine. Have we all got slips of paper? Right. Okay. So before we pray, I'm going to ask for things we can give God thanks for. I'm going to write a few down. So if you'd like to shout out something we can give God thanks for, what can we give God thanks for? Okay, we can give God thanks for our prayers. Yeah, we can do. Yep. What else can we give God thanks for? The Who said the weather? Air conditioning. Yep. Family. Food. Someone say pets. Yep. Our health. Yep. Homes. Someone shout out homes. Yep.
Jesus.
We got there in the end. Good. There's always one, isn't there? Well done, David. Jesus. Yes, indeed. Always give thanks for Jesus. Amazing. Okay. Right, there's a few things there, and we're going to give thanks to God for these things as we pray. So, what we're going to do is, you guys are going to pray, and I'm going to pray afterwards. Okay, so let's pray.
Dear God, thank you for the sunshine and the rain which helped crops grow in the fields.
Thank you for all the farmers who grow, look after, and harvest the food we eat.
Thank you for all the adults who cook and provide us with food when we are hungry.
We pray for children in the world today who are hungry. Please help us to play our part in making the world a fairer place for all. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, as we look around our world, we also pray, especially today, for those caught up in the earthquake in Morocco. Please be with all those who are suffering this morning, for the loss or search of a loved one, and all are trying to help those in need. Be with all our church family that aren't here today, those on holiday or recovering from illness, and those awaiting hospital appointments. We continue to remember and give thanks for all you've given us, for the fact that we can pray to you, for the weather, for our family, for the food that you have provided, for our pets, for our health, for the homes that you've given us. And above all, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Creator God, we thank you for the gift that is creation, for the beauty of the earth and how you've created us to care for it. We're sorry for the ways we've neglected this. Help us to work together to repair the world. Lord of the harvest, hear our prayers. Generous God, we thank you for the gift of food, for how it brings us together and nourishes us. We pray for those without, whose harvests and store cupboards are empty. Help us work together to share the world's resources so that everyone can be fed. Lord of the harvest, hear our prayers. Sustaining God, we thank you for the gift of those who farm and prepare our food, for their labour, their innovation and their care. We pray that everyone will be able to work with dignity, that there will be no more poverty. Help us to work together to call for just and fair systems of pay and working conditions. Lord of the harvest, hear our prayers. All-powerful God, we thank you for the gift that is creation, for the beauty of the earth and how you have created us to care for it. We're sorry for the ways we've neglected this. Help us to work together to repair the world. Lord of the harvest, hear our prayers. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. You may all go and take your seats. That's fantastic. The music group are going to come now, and we're going to sing a couple of songs. And we'll have a pause after the first one, and we'll let you youngsters join in and become part of the band this morning. So the first song we're going to sing, Blessed Be Your Name in the Land That Is Plentiful.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all that it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name.
Okay, if you want to come and be part of the band this morning, come and grab an instrument. I'm sure loads of you want to come and part with the band. Grab an instrument. Stay at the front. You can actually be a part of the band this morning. Let's be part of the band. Okay, guys, we all right? We got an instrument? You can come and stand along the front with the band. Good stuff. Okay. Don't be shy. If you want an instrument, come grab one. so I'm going to show you three things on the screen. All you've got to do is to tell me what they have in common. Okay, we ready? All eyes looking. All right, we've got mushrooms. We have got onions. And we have got peppers. What do you think those three things have got in common? Makes a good chili. Mm. We know where we're going tonight. They're all vegetables. Okay, so while we carry on, ladies, if you want to, my helpers want to go and just get yourself sorted. Three more things. Okay, here we go. What have these three things got in common? Beef, ham, and chicken. They are all meats. Very good. Okay. This is getting good. Okay. Now, those six things have all also got something in common. Okay. And I'm going to give you two more to add to that list. Okay. Are you ready? And when you've got them, hands in the air, no shouting out. Okay. Cheese and pepperoni. Okay. Brilliant. It's always one of us. Okay. So we've got eight things on there. They've all got something in common. And more than one of you shouted out what they've got in common. What have they got in common? Jane. I love it. Jane went, food. Very good, Jane. Stating the obvious. I love it. I like it. Yes, that's true. But they all also have one other thing in common, which is they are all toppings that go on to
pizza.
Okay, so where are the ladies? Are they going to join us at some point? I thought this morning then it would be really good if we made pizza. Who would like to make a pizza? Okay, now it is a bring and share lunch after the service this morning. So we guys are going to actually make pizza for our bring and share lunch. So who wants to make pizza? Who wants to eat pizza? Even more hands go up. Okay, so if you want to make pizza, come and join us at the front here. Okay, so we're going to do some hand washing. Go and do some hand washing, guys, that want to make pizza. Don't be shy. There's lots of trays in here that we can make pizza with. Okay, we're all going to make pizza. Now, we could, of course, sit here for 20 minutes while these guys make pizza, but that would be too easy, wouldn't it? So you guys that are not going to make pizza, unfortunately, you've got to listen to me while these guys make pizza. Okay, so you may want to change your mind. Okay, so I think we're almost ready for pizza making. Have we all sort of washed our hands? If you've washed your hands, come and stand by a table, I guess. Good stuff. Are we all excited? We've got some yummy stuff here, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Cool, look at this. And there is going to be an order to this, as you would expect, guys. So, okay, are we all right? Have we all got a tray that we're going to work off? Cool. Okay, so if I was to ask you a question, what do we need to make a pizza? What is the first thing I need? What's the first thing we need?
Dough.
Dough. Yes, you're right. We actually need a good base. Alright, so while you guys are getting your bases sorted, so we need a good base to support all those yummy, yummy toppings. Our pizza, of course, would be a real mess, wouldn't it? Without a base. Imagine trying to pick up a slice of pizza if there was no dough base? All that sticky cheese and meat and vegetables would become quite a challenge, wouldn't it, if we didn't have a base? Which is exactly like our lives. In reality, we too would be a real mess without a sturdy base. And the only thing I can think of that will give us a proper start is Jesus. And that's why, you know, our Bibles are so, so important. God's word has so much to say to us that we can use to build our lives upon. Like Matt was talking about last week, those of you that are here, we need to ensure we have a good foundation. Foundations have to go down before we can build up. The taller you want to build, the deeper the foundations have to go. And the more time we spend with Jesus, the better our lives will become. Now, if you look at a house or a building, can you normally see the foundations? Not yet. I told you you would spoil it if you went too fast. Sorry, guys. Just look at your bases for a minute. We're going to talk about these for a bit more. They do, yeah. Can you normally see the foundations of a house, guys? The answer is
no.
They're hidden, which reminds me of a verse that says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. We can ensure that we do things that please God by obeying his word and storing up his promises found in the Bible in our hearts. The Bible can be our guidebook to life. And that psalm actually goes on to say, I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees and not forget your words. So it's really useful, isn't it, sometimes to memorize Bible verses. And I'm sure many of you also have Bible verses that you have committed to memory and verses that have spoken directly to you. You can recite off by heart. And I've picked just a few more. How about these wonderful words from Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. Isn't that a great verse? God gives us everything we need. He provides completely for us. Your honor being by anointing my head with oil, my cup overflows with blessings. Your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. And these are verses that can get us excited, aren't they? Just like we're beginning to get excited here about these yummy things that are in front of us and to get our thing ready for the next stage. But you just have to wait one more minute. I'm sorry. How about the Lord telling Joshua, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Or the writer of Hebrews, quoted from Deuteronomy, I will never fail you, I will never abandon you. Aren't these some fantastic verses from Scripture? And on the day when we're thanking God for his provision, Paul exhorts us and the Philippian church by saying, and my God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So, we have these exciting bases, don't we? Now we have to do something with them, don't we? So, what do we do next? What is next for our pizza base? We can't leave it like that because they're pretty boring, aren't they? Okay, what do we need to do next? We need to add a layer of tomato sauce. So this needs to be spread all over the entire base. So off you go, spread away. So we have our round base. And you know, that reminds me also of our world. Red tomato sauce, reminding me of the blood shed by Jesus on the cross. And you guys spreading that sauce over the base, that reminds me that we're to spread the message and hope, oh, that smells good, of Jesus across the entire world. Everyone still with me? Did you see the links I made there? Base, world, tomato, red blood, spreading the gospel. Have you got it? Do you know? I'm going to say this. This was my wife's idea. Behind every failing man, there is a beautiful woman. Okay. And she gave me the idea for this morning, but you should see how difficult this is to get a gospel message out of making a pizza. Who would have thought that when you came in this morning, that you would be sitting here listening to me spout on about pizza and about how we can relate this to our lives? But we can. Matthew records Jesus as saying, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this." Jesus says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Here, Jesus told his disciples to tell everyone about him and the wonderful things he has done. You know, this is a message for us also. Let's tell our friends and neighbours the good news that Jesus loves them. So, just like that tomato layer, next we need to do something else. Now, what do you think we need to do next, Neve?
We need to add some toppings.
No. No, not toppings, no. That is not the correct way to make pizza. There's one thing we need to do before we get to the toppings. Cheese! We need cheese. Okay, for those of you that are not allergic to cheese, okay, we need to cover our pizza completely with cheese. And whilst you guys get on and do that, so go for it, I'm going to make another fairly tenuous link here. We're transforming our pizza from red to yellowy white. And since this is harvest time, I'm also reminded that a wheat field changes colour from green into yellowy white as the grain ripens and becomes ready for harvesting. Do you remember the story of Jesus meeting the Samaritan woman by the well just outside the village of Sychar? The disciples had just returned from their trip into the village to buy food, to see many villagers already on their way to see Jesus. And the disciples are then trying to encourage Jesus to actually eat something. And in their own minds, the disciples see Jesus weary from travel, needing to take on nourishment before the next wave of people descend, expecting to see and hear this great teacher and healer. Jesus, of course, as we know from the story, had other ideas and uses so often what he sees around him to press his point home. "Wake up and look around you," he says. "See how the fields are ripe for harvesting. See all these people coming? The harvesters' fruit here are these half-Jewish, half-Gentile people born into eternal life. Every individual on their way to see Jesus needed something, whether they knew it or not." You know, at times, as Jesus continued in his ministry, the crowds must have really weighed him down. In fact, Matthew records Jesus telling his disciples that the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray for the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into the fields. And this morning, as we are thanking God for all his provision, we also need to look around and see the many people around us who need a saviour. We can thank God for all those who are currently working in the mission field, both at home and abroad. But we can also ask God to equip more. And I wonder if you ever thought that maybe you're being called to farm the area in which you live, to sow some seed, to share Jesus with someone. It might be you even get to see some harvest, which would be great, wouldn't it? God breaking into lives in his timing and his way. How are we doing? Great. And so finally, we come to the best bit of any pizza. The pepperoni. Yes, you're right, the pepperoni, the toppings. Okay, so up to now, if you look at your pizzas, and you look at all of them, they look mostly the same, don't they? And they'd probably also taste pretty similar. So it's time now to make them unique. Go ahead and add your toppings. Yep, whatever you fancy. Pineapple on a pizza. Knew I was going to get that reaction, just knew it, absolutely knew it. Now, I can guarantee that when these pizzas are finished, no two will be identical. They will be as individual as the person that actually made each one. And God has made each of us unique. There are no two people actually on the planet who are exactly the same. Even identical twins are not 100% identical. But does God love us any differently? No, it's a simple answer. He loves us all, no matter our gender, our ethnicity, our social status, or our sexual orientation. As diverse as each of us is, the simple truth is that God loves you and God loves me. And that's something worth sharing, isn't it? I'm going to finish this morning as these guys are still going with toppings. Don't leave any spare, guy. It's looking good. Don't eat them as you go along. Get them on the pizza. Unbelievable. I'm standing here having to read this. I'd love to be eating that. Okay, anyway, we're going to finish by looking at some words from an old hymn. And I wonder if you can say them and recognize the truth that is in them for your life this morning. Words that will actually be true no matter where you find yourself, and words also that will extend into eternity. And the words are these: Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Can you say that this morning with conviction? Can you say, yes, Jesus loves me? Because he does. And in just a little while, we're going to be sharing food together. And I hope you're able to stay this morning to share together. And that hopefully is also going to include this yummy pizza, which is going to go into the oven any second when people are adding toppings. Look at that. They look great. Can you see how individual these pizzas have now become? What started out all the same They're all unique. And this morning we're able to thank God for everything he's provided for us. So let's remember this morning to give God thanks for everything and for sending his son Jesus to actually accomplish what no one else could, our salvation. And as this morning, after the service, we share together and you eat some pizza and other yummy things that I know are here, let's remember all the wonderful good things that Jesus has done for us. We're going to finish this morning with another harvest hymn for the fruits of his creation. Thanks be to God. Let's stand and let's sing this hymn together. Thank you, Brian. We thank you for all of creation, for food and vegetables, for trees and flowers, for fish and animals. Above all, we thank you for the gift of people. May we always remember that what we have comes from you. May we have generous hearts that share and respectful hearts that care for all you've entrusted to us. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all this day and forevermore. Amen.